This week's meditation, I want to draw a practice that we've been using on our online class this week. I want to share it with you. And before I do, I would like to first remind us to go and be present to the breath and allow it to self-clarify. And once there's a feeling of the breath becoming light and clear, then to breathe in the Latifa Sirya, the subtle heart behind the sternum, massaging it and becoming present to the warmth, which is radiant discharge, and softening, which is the subjective experience of space developing, and be present to that space until it unfurls into a boundless domain which traverses the physical body, but is not of it. Traverses time and space, but is not of it either. And in fact, is paradoxically sheer emptiness and yet sheer fullness. As Bastami said, the heart has a light of its own, which is the light of the secrets that God placed there. And that is what causes the fullness. And the zikr we're going to do is a very long one. La ana illa anta, which I call the third inner ablution. La ana, there's no I, illa anta, only thou. However, if we're at all truthful, we have to admit that there's an I reciting this and saying there's no I. And the way we could look at this is through relationships that we hold with dear ones, like our spouse or our children or our parents or our friends. In order to know them, we have to make room for them in our heart. And to make room for them in our heart, we have to remove our... Inasmuch as we can remove ourselves from our heart, we can make room for them. So that's really what this zikr is about. Is inasmuch as you can remove yourself from the heart, you can make room for the Divine One. You would say to your spouse, I will listen to you, which means I'm not listening to myself. I will make room for you in my heart and give up myself out of love. You might say that to your child or to your friend. La ana illa anta. And for those of you who have not listened to my earlier meditations, I want to remind, or if you have even, I want to remind you of two words that the ancient Sufi masters used, which is dok, taste, and ri, which is to drink. To taste God and to drink God. And when we think of drinking, you could think of working out, laboring out in the sun all day. And then you could all of a sudden be given a vessel of water to drink. And when you do, every molecule in your being becomes quite excited by the possibility of being rehydrated and reinvigorated, remagnetized by that water. And that is a sign of a deeper condition, which is the condition that life here, life in the world of limitations, can at times have a very drying effect upon us. And it is spirit and the drinking of spirit which rehydrates us and brings us back into fresh life. So it's drinking is a pause. We'll go into that more deeply. It's a pause after we recite it. So I will be saying the zikr slower than you may be used to so that there's time to taste or to be present to that which is present in the mirror of the heart. So we're first opening the heart to cleanse the dust off of it so that it, as Rumi said, can most fully reflect the divine light within it. So it's La Ana Illa Anta. Nanyajami. Hu Albasit. Yajami, the gatherer, who Albasit. There is no I, only thou, the gatherer, the absolute, the one whose glory and abundance fills and expands the heart, making the way wide and open. La Ana Illa Anta. Breathe in and be present to the station of the heart, thou. La Ana Illa Anta. Yajami. Breathe in and taste. Hu Albasit. Breathe in and taste. Be present to that which is present in the mirror of the subtle heart. La Ana Illa Anta. Yajami, hu Albasit. La Ana Illa Anta. Yajami, hu Albasit. La Ana Illa Anta. Yajami, hu Albasit. After you've recited this maybe 7 or 11 times, a pause and drink, be present. Allow that which is present in your heart to penetrate and deeply inform your being.